but always had the toilet soap that we used.
When you were a young girl, did you can any, or did you?
Oh, yes, we canned beans.
Did you dry fruit at all?
Dry fruit, and we used to dry corn. Well, I didn't know very many people. We'd put it in a wash pot and boil it a little bit, and then we'd cut it off and use that in soups.
Or would it get soft again when you put it?
It would get soft again when
And you canned in jars?
We canned in glass fruit jars.
Glass fruit jars.
In the wash pot.
In the wash, outside?
Mm-hmm. We put, we didn't have any big boilers then, like come in later. We'd put, had a slatted plank, which was the top of a barrel drum, that the water would boil up through, you see. And it was level, would set the jars on that level plank in the bottom after we filled them with beans.
Uh-huh.
And we'd boil them so many minutes.
And then you put the tops on.
Well, we usually put the tops on them and then sealed them when we took them out of the boiling.
And they kept?
They kept.
Well, I'll bet.
We had a cellar under the house that we kept all our canned fruit in so it wouldn't freeze.
And, well, now, did you ever fix it anyway besides grind and canning? Did you ever do pickling?
Yes, we pickled. And we Mother made a lot of preserves. And jam.
Didn't you say she made sauerkraut some?
Oh yeah, we put up sauerkraut with the barrel.
Well now, was that usual in this area or was that?
Yeah.
A lot of people did.
A lot of people put up kraut.
I didn't know that. I thought that was a real German thing.
Well, I think it spread. We give neighbors kraut a lot of time. Told them bring a bucket over and we'd give them a bucket of kraut. Because we'd always put up a big barrel of it.
Well, did you have a smoked house?
Oh yeah, we killed 5-6 hogs every year.
Did you kill any beef?
Well, we usually killed beef in the fall of the year because we had no refrigeration, you see, to keep it.
And so what would you do with this?
Well, we would...
Did you salt it down?
Salt down part of it. My daddy liked dried beef, and he'd salt down one hind quarter. And then when it stayed so many weeks, he would take it up and smoke it. We smoked all our meat with hickory smoke. The smokehouse had a flow in the back part of it and dirt in the front. And the boys and Daddy would get up hickory wood and we'd make a fire. And then we'd put on top of that fire a piece of metal so it wouldn't burn to heat the meat. We hung the meat from the rafters over the place where we had the fire. And this tin on top of it would make it burn very slowly and smoke a lot. And we'd smoke the meat for 2 or 3 days. I don't remember just how long. And then we would...
And the bugs wouldn't get in it?
We'd put it in, scald it off then and put it in bags, like white feed sacks.
And the bugs wouldn't get it then?
Not, sometimes they would anyway. Rats maybe would not. Mice would gnaw a hole in the sack. Bugs and...
Did you smoke ham?
Oh yeah, smoked ham and the shoulders. And people then had a more of a balanced diet than I expect some do today because we raised sweet potatoes, we hilled those.
What do you mean hilling?
And well, we piled them up on the hill and then we put corn stalks. Covered them with straw, and then we put these corn stalks around them to help, and put a shelter over the top of it so the rain wouldn't rain on them, and then we put more straw on top of the corn stalks. Why we put the corn stalks, I guess, was to keep it from dogs or something getting up there and pushing the straw for the potatoes.